37.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to Daylight Savings Time. You will thank me later. Right now, it probably is not a good thing. You've gotten up an hour earlier. The sky is still very, very dark. But we'll try and make it worth your efforts to get up so early to listen to the Garden Club. Give you some information, try and get you motivated. And I know a lot of you in the Northeast had a big surprise this week, forecasting just a little bit of snow, maybe 3, 4, 5 inches, and just west of the city of Boston, some areas got 18 to 24 inches of snow, moving the total to the sixth snowiest winter ever recorded, with 101.5 inches of snow. Look at it this way. Another couple of inches, you move to number 5. Another 4 inches, you move to number 4. Get another foot, you're number 3. 15 inches, you're number 2. And God forbid, another 32 inches of snow, and you break an all-time snowfall record. It's been an up and down winter where the snow comes and goes. You see the nice green grass, the bulbs are beginning to poke through the ground. You get excited, even get anxious to get out in the yard and start cleaning up the lawn and the beds and working outside. And then bang, you get another surprise. So, you know, use your gardening books as a guide. And that's the whole secret. It's on the average. And last year was not the average. Most of you had more snow from Washington, D.C., north to Maine on Halloween Day, with 16 to 18 inches of snow. Remember, you lost power, trees came down, it was a real, real mess. But the rest of the winter, you had 10 or 12 inches total for November, December, January, February, March. This year, payback. And we're getting paid back big time. So if we can help you and you need some help and you want some motivation, the number to call is 855-660-4261. We'll make it fun for you. We'll make it educational for you. And we'll try and make it worth your while to get up so early to listen to the Garden Show. This time of the year, as the snow begins to melt and you get outside, one of the most important things that you should do is to prepare for the arrival of insects and disease. And it's easy. And by just doing a couple of easy sprayings, you can cut back the insect population and the potential disease population in your property by 50%+. Now, what happens is this. In the fall, as the weather begins to get cold and the days get shorter, Mother Nature tells all of the insects that have been plaguing your garden. The weather is changing, and you need to get ready for next year. And the cold temperatures and the shortening of the days motivate the insects to mate like crazy. They're laying eggs on all of your plants so that they can continue a new generation for the following spring. So all of your fruit trees, all of your flowering trees, rose bushes, perennial gardens are just covered with eggs for this year. And if you have roses, if you have fruit trees or flowering crabs, for example, that tend to get diseases like black spot, leaf spot, yellowing of the foliage, those fungus spores got the same message. So before they were killed with the cold weather, they knew that if they did not produce additional spores, that the next generation for this year would not be there. So like the aphids and the white fly and the mealy bug and red spider mite and everything else, they went crazy. They made spores. They placed it on your trees, on your shrubs, in your gardens, in preparation for the new season. And there is a celebration today, you know, because today we celebrate 10 days away from spring. That's right. In 10 days, it's official. Spring is here. I know a lot of you are looking out the window and saying, are you out of your mind? We just got 2 feet of snow in towns like Canton, Massachusetts. They were told 3 to 4. The Worcester area in Boston, the storm came in, stalled, and just dumped the snow and piled it on and piled it on. It's pretty, but it's the time of the year that we want to get rid of it, see open ground, look at the grass, start working on making it thicker, controlling the moss, giving it a good cleaning with a bamboo or a plastic rake, and get all the winter debris that's there. And, you know, it's like waking up in the morning, you're tired, you stretch, you scratch your back. Doesn't it make you feel good? Well, that's what you need to do for Mother Nature. You need to get out that rake, scratch that ground, motivate her, and she'll begin to act for you. But when you get a surprise, it does slow things down. Now, I'll tell you, I remember many years ago, I was doing a radio show from my office in my home in Maine. I live in Kennebunk, Maine. And it was the first weekend in March. And I had spent all day Saturday with the rake and got about 3/4 of my lawn all cleaned. Oh, it looked so good. And I can't believe how much plant debris that I raked out, took all of that, put that in my compost pile, had some rich organic matter for the future. And then on Sunday morning, we got, oh, maybe 6, 8, 10 inches of snow. And in the remaining 3 weeks of March, let's knock on wood, this doesn't happen, we ended up with 6 feet of snow. And I remember when the last storm hit, looking out the window of my office into the backyard, that I could only see the peak of my tool shed, my stockade fence that surrounded the yard. The snow was level with the stockade fence. and it was not a good sign. A little discouraging. But then the weather turned nice. We got some rain, we got some 40s, we got some 50s, and by the middle of April, most of the snow was gone. We were back out in the yard, and we were motivated. So, for those of you that didn't get the 2 feet of snow, you're anxious to get in the yard, if you can get some temperatures in the 40s, what I want you to do is this. Let's concentrate on the potential of insects and disease problems this year on your plant material. Now, there are great organic ways to control this. The best product is called All Season Oil. It's found at your local garden center. It's all natural. You mix it with water, spray it on your roses, your fruit trees, spray your perennial gardens, and all of your flowering trees, and this product will smother all of the eggs on that plant, and yes, they die. They can't mate, less problems.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. For all you early birds, our phone number 855-660-4261. I think Tom overslept this morning, probably turned his alarm the wrong way, but Jim is filling in until he finally shows up, and Jim tells us we have a caller. Jim, who do we have that's first and really awake this morning?
We have Sandy in Maine. She has a question regarding cherry tree clippings.
Sandy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Yeah, every year I clip my forsythia and bring them inside in February and have beautiful blossoms inside in a vase. Well, I tried the same with an ornamental cherry tree. It took 3 weeks to, you know, come to life.
Yeah.
And then they just died. Actually, the foliage came up first, which kind of surprised me. And then the flowers started to come, and then they died. And I changed the water 3 times. I was real careful about the water because it started to get funky.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any luck with that?
Now, when you put, first of all, how long did you cut the stems?
Some of them were 2 feet. Some of them were 18 inches.
Yeah, I mean, so that you still have tender wood. It's not like it's, you know, really old, hard wood. The one thing that I've always
it was
had...
It was pretty old hard wood, actually.
Yeah. The one thing that I've found that I have the best results, and in the past I've tried to take your spring flowering dogwood, and it just kind of sits there and won't bloom. And what I've done is, where you've made the cut, I'll take like a steak knife and put the end of the stem on a wooden cutting board, and about 6 inches up the stem, push the knife into the stem and split it in two so that you have a longer surface area for water to get into the plant. So instead of just cutting it,
yeah,
and you have the little round circle that's probably a quarter to a half an inch in diameter to pull water out, you've got that long 3-inch slit where the water can go inside the plant. And that seems to help a great deal. The other thing that I've done, and I've had real good results, is I'll mix a little bit of liquid fertilizer, not a pellet, but, you know, that blue stuff.
Yes.
And that's helped. And then keeping it warm.
Oh.
Rather than just leave it on the kitchen table. If you've got a sunny window, put it right near the sunny window, especially during the heat of the day. And the combination of that heat, a long split up the stem, and magnolia is the same thing. The branches are thick. And, you know, if you cut a stem that's 2 to 3 feet long, it's about the thickness of your little finger or even longer. And I'll split it. But be careful you don't cut yourself. So I lay it down on a cutting board. Take the knife, go up 3 or 4 inches, push the tip into the branch, and then pull down and slice it to the end.
Got it.
And then just kind of split the stem with your knife, and the water uptake seems to work a lot faster.
That makes sense. I have one more quick question. When do you start your onion seeds, your onions from seed? When do you personally start them?
I started them on March 1st.
Okay, so did I. I just didn't know if that was too soon.
No. My dad always did it. And what he would do is he would let it grow to about 3 inches.
And then clip them.
And then he would cut them to about 2.
Yep.
And he would collect all of those little tiny grass-type cuttings, throw it in the tossed salad.
Yeah.
Oh, the flavor, Sandy.
Yeah.
Oh, it
very
is
delicate.
So good.
Yeah.
Well, and then he would do the same thing. He let it get up to about 3 inches, and he would cut it again to about 2.5. And slowly you would see the diameter of that fine grass get bigger and bigger. And then all of a sudden you'd see the white bulb form right at the soil line, or the red, if you're growing the red onions. And he would love to go out in his basement and just smell the foliage. And just that alone kept him sane at this time of the year. Thank you.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Vonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Vonide.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Congratulations with all of you that have gotten out of bed early, turned on the radio show, and we're going to try and give you some steps of things that you should do. And we've talked a little bit about the lawn, what we should be doing. But and one thing I want to remind you, if you do not receive our free weekly email newsletter, it comes out every single Thursday. And all you have to do is go to www.paulparent.com. Like momanddad.com, and click on the newsletter, put in your email address, and we will send you three stories every single week. And this week, not expecting to get a lot of snow in the Northeast, I wanted to get you ready if you have fruit trees, apples and peaches and pears, plums, cherries, and also your flowering trees. And all of your fruit trees, now's the time to get out there and get them pruned to create a better shape, to get rid of any broken or disease branches to any suckers that develop at the base of the plant. And also to get ready for the application of insecticides and fungicides to the plant. Now, when I was in college, we had a wonderful fruit teacher, and his name was Anderson. And we had his class Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. There was 25 of us, and we would get into the classroom, and on our desk was an apple, a different apple every day. We had to look at the apple, write about what we saw, cut it in half, taste it, and try and determine what the apple was. Well, we also helped this teacher to get his doctorate. And the one thing that we did, first we thought he was crazy, sending us in the apple orchards at 7 o'clock in the morning. And we had these plastic red apples with a stem on it. And you can buy that at any dollar store or Walmart or someplace like that. And we would take two red apples, tie a piece of string about a foot long to the stem, and then the other end of the string to a branch on the tree so that the apple was at eye level. And then we would rub some Vaseline on the apple. And we did this through the orchard, probably did about 50 of these apples, scattered on apples and peaches and pears and plums and cherries at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. And what my teacher did is, on Monday, he would select two students and say, okay, Wednesday morning, before you come in, go to the orchard, look at the apples, and then come back to class and tell me what you see. And then chose two other students to do it on Friday and two on Monday. Didn't tell us what we were doing, just look at the apples and tell me what you would see. Well, all of a sudden, one day, two of my fellow students came in and said, we're beginning to see small insects stuck on the apple. And my teacher's face lit up. And he said, what's happening is the insects are now arriving to your area, and they are preparing to lay eggs on the fruit that remains on your tree and on the buds, on the flower buds. So the buds will open, the eggs will hatch, the insects will attack the flower, and you know when you bite into an apple, nice and crisp, you don't want to have half of an insect, a worm, in the apple. Well, his theory was, use your gardening book as a guide. And because the gardening book is written on the average, his theory proved that some years they came early, some years they came late. So if you use the book as a guide for spraying for the insects, you may be applying an insecticide and fungicide maybe once or twice too early, and the insect wasn't there. It wasted your time, and you were putting down an insecticide and fungicide for no reason. And for the commercial orchard, when you're talking hundreds or thousands of trees, it's expensive. The labor, the insecticide and fungicide product that you are applying was put down, and the bugs or the fungus was inactive. So the apple became a monitor. It was a signal. So as soon as we started to see these little tiny insects stuck on the Vaseline, it told us that the insect had arrived. We went out in the orchard. We got them sprayed. And the insect and fungus diseases were minimal that year. He ended up getting his doctorate. And that same technique is being used across the world right now. And even in Florida, where they grow oranges, they'll put a plastic red orange or a plastic grapefruit, cover it with the Vaseline, and they check it out. And when the insects arrive, they take out the insecticides, they spray it, and the effectiveness of the spray is 100% better, and you're killing the adults. So the adults now don't have a chance to mate, to increase the population, to give you more problems. So if you have apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherry, flowering crabs that tend to get black spot during the heat and humidity of July and August, go to the dime store, pick up a couple of apples, do as I say, a 12-inch piece of string, tie the plastic apple. The insects think it's a dead apple that didn't fall from the tree. They're attracted to it. They stick on the Vaseline. You see them. You treat the whole tree with an oil spray. And then you start your annual spraying program. And you target the pest when it is the most vulnerable. So, and it will save you a lot of time and money. And it's more effective. If you follow the book, it may say start to spray April 1st. And if we have a cold spring, the insects may not arrive until May. You've made two applications. It's taken time away from you. It's cost you money, and you've used more chemicals or natural products than you should. So it's a good thing. But get out there, do some pruning, some cleaning. Start at the ground. Any suckers that develop at the base of the plant, any shoots, take them all out. And that's on any tree. You want the energy to be in the top of the tree, not shoots coming out of the base. Then I want you to stand back. Look at the tree. Any branches that are dead or broken, cut them out. And cut them at like a 45-degree angle so that when it rains or snows or whatever, the moisture can run off. And you need to do it during March while the tree is still dormant. So you got the suckers out, you got all the dead wood out, the broken branches out, and then you walk around the tree again looking for branches that are crisscrossing and rubbing. And what you'd want to do is to eliminate one of the rubbing branches, because the more they rub, they remove the bark, and that creates an entry point for insects and diseases to get into a normally healthy tree. Okay? So, suckers are gone, broken's gone, dead branches are gone, rubbing branches are gone. Then you walk around the plant again, and you want to try to create a nice shape plant and to control the size of that plant. Now, what I want you to do is this. Take your time. Don't rush into this. This is not power equipment time just yet. And look at the buds on the branches of your plant. If the bud is pointing towards the outside of the plant and you have a hole, make a cut just above the bud that's going to grow out. If there's a thin center and you want to make the tree thicker on the inside, choose a bud that points towards the inside of the tree. Cut it back just above it, about an inch. And when the tree wakes up, that new shoot will grow towards the inside. And that way you can build a plant that's more uniform in shape, has a better look to it. It's going to be a lot stronger because you're stimulating growth, thickening the stem, building a better crotch. And especially if you have a crotch where the plant will fork and make two, if you have the choice to prune and remove a crotch, if it looks like a U, kind of a rounded but U shape, that is the strongest part of your plant. If that crotch is like the letter V with a sharp point at the bottom, that is a weaker crotch, and that's where it can split with a heavy wet snow. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the program, that storm that came up the coast, started in Minnesota, went all the way to New England, cities west of Boston that were supposed to get 3 inches got 2 feet. It's going to melt. Think positive.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Reader's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call. We've been talking about fruit trees and how to prepare them for the season ahead. And keep saying to yourself, 10 days to spring, March 20th. Spring arrives 10 days away. For some of you, it doesn't look like it. Oh, man, what a year it's been. So we've been talking about cleaning up our fruit trees, and now is the time to do the pruning. The plants are dormant. The energy, the sap, is still in the ground because the ground is frozen and cold and, for a lot of cases, covered with snow. So create the shape, and that will make a difference. And the days of having a fruit tree that's 25 feet tall are over. Bring them down. Even the big commercial orchards are cutting down the height of the tree. It's easier to harvest. It's easier to spray on a regular basis. You have better air circulation, so there's less fungus problems and insect problems. So prepare for that. Now, in a rose garden, it's too early. You need to wait until the baseball season begins for real. I know it started in Florida, it started in Arizona, and they're working out the kinks and getting the lineups ready, but it's too early to prune back your roses. So in my case, when the Red Sox get to Fenway Park, that's when I go out and I cut back my roses, and not before. I prune them back, to about 15 to 18 inches. I remove all of the little shoots that are there, and then I spray the plant with Wilt Proof, Wilt Stop. If you only have a couple, then use a liquid wax spray like Pledge on your stems. And where you made the cut, make it at an angle. And because that's where there's going to be a lot of pressure put on the plant with the juices being forced upwards, I just take a candle out, just a regular candle. I light it. I let it drip on the end where I made the cut, and that seals it to keep the moisture in the plant, and it will really help a great deal. Now, the other plant that you have to say, whoa, no pruning, is the hydrangea. The only exception are your fall blooming hydrangea, the ones that are in the shape of an ice cream cone, and your old fashioned hydrangea in the ball, the Annabelle that your grandparents grew and their grandparents grew. If they need to be selectively pruned at this time, you can do that. But your blue and your pink hydrangeas should not, and I repeat, should not be pruned until you start to notice that the buds on the plant begin to swell and even show a little bit of a green leaf, and that's going to be in May. So everything else can be pruned now except for the blue or the pink ball shape and the blue or the pink lace cap. It's a flat flower, very feathery and lacy. You need to wait. And the reason is the blue and the pink and the lace cap, blue and pink, have the flower buds on the growth that was made last year. And if you prune them back now, you're going to take all the flower buds off. And when July comes, there won't be any flowers. But the old-fashioned varieties, Annabelle, PG hydrangeas, if you want to give them a little bit of a haircut, clean them up, make them look good, you can do that. And your fruit trees that you've pruned, bring the branches in the house, put them in a vase of water, and let the flower show begin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG.